This is an Aero News Touch and Go for November 17, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Eclipse Aviation still faces big problems, but the company appears to have found a way to cover its employees' outstanding payroll checks. Thursday morning, workers were sent home with news that their payroll checks for hours worked through November 8th would not clear the bank. They were given an 800 number and told to stay tuned. By sometime Friday, the recorded message informed workers they'd be paid by Tuesday. Now, it's not clear where the money's come from, but it appears to have been a short-term loan, far less than the $200 to $300 million needed for the company to resume normal production. Meanwhile, the problems keep mounting. Albuquerque Mayor Martin Chavez said Friday, the city is on a list of parties to whom Eclipse owes delinquent payments. In the city's case, it's $200,000 in back rent for Eclipse's facility at Albuquerque International Sunport. Also on Friday, three more Eclipse customers filed lawsuits against the company to recover their deposits on aircraft ordered before a steep price hike in May. The company is still declining public comment on its challenges. NASA's STS-126 shuttle mission got off to a spectacular start Friday night, with a launch visible for hundreds of miles around the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. As Endeavour cleared the launch pad, NASA commentator Kandria Thomas remarked that the mission was, quote, preparing our home in space for a larger international family, unquote. She was referring to the additional living space, kitchenette, and waste handling equipment that will allow the station crews to grow to 6 people from the current 3 starting this summer. Shuttle Commander Chris Ferguson was at the controls of the shuttle Endeavour when it docked at the International Space Station's Harmony module at 5:01 p.m. Eastern Time Sunday afternoon. The 15-day mission will also include 4 spacewalks to service 2 solar alpha rotary joints needed to allow the arrays to track the sun for maximum electrical generation. Meal planning for the astronauts has reportedly included Thanksgiving-themed space meals. Boeing says it's developing a plan to replace defective nut plates on hundreds of 737s. The company says 394 of the planes have already been placed in service with defective parts. Boeing spokeswoman Vicky Ray told the Associated Press the nut plates missed getting their required cadmium coatings to protect them from corrosion and have been installed on 737s since August of 2007. Each plane uses thousands of nut plates to fasten bundles of wires and other items to the insides of fuselages. She added that the plates do not represent a risk to flight safety at the present time. Fastener is becoming a dirty word at Boeing. In September 2007, Boeing reported delays in the assembly of the 787 Dreamliner due to a shortage of aluminum and titanium fasteners made by Alcoa. In March of this year, a 757 en route from Orlando to Philadelphia lost a 2x4-foot wing panel when fasteners failed due to metal fatigue. An investigation by the U.S. Department of Transportation finds FAA officials have again misrepresented numerous breaches of safety at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. According to the Associated Press, the report charges for the second time in 3 years that FAA managers reclassified 62 proximity violations caused by air traffic controllers between November 2005 and July of 2007, either blaming them on errors by pilots or calling them non-events. The report suggests a persistent cover-up of misconduct and recommends reorganizing ATC management at DFW, as well as an overall review of the FAA's air traffic safety management. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Labor negotiators at Boeing breathe a sigh of relief. Boeing's Dreamliner isn't the only program delayed by the strike, and recordings reveal much about a Mexican Learjet crash. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves about which portions of every flight require a sterile cockpit. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.